What's your name and tell me a little bit about yourself?
Hi, my name is Krista Williams. I'm a transfer student from QCC. I'm very close to graduating. I'm 15 credits away from graduating, and I'm planning to transfer to Hunter.
Okay. What inspired you to learn another language?
So what inspired me to learn another language was I feel like me knowing how to speak two languages is going to help me out and be more successful in my career and in life. And it's also very helpful to my family, because my family doesn't really speak English, so I was always like the translator for everyone in the family.
Where's your family from?
They're from Honduras.
When learning a language, what details do you listen when speaking? And does the music you listen to have an impact on how you learn a language?
So when I learned English, all the details that I would listen to was like what was coming from my teachers, because it was the one that was teaching me how to speak it. And when it comes to music, now since I've been speaking two languages for a long time, it doesn't matter if I'm like watching something in Spanish and listening to an English song, because I know some people it like distracts them from doing something, but now I'm used to it. But in the beginning, it will like confuse me a little bit. Like speaking with my mom in Spanish and like watching something in English, I will get confused. But now I'm like more used to it.
Okay. What's the difference between the way you speak at home and the way you speak with your friends?
Well, at home, I speak Spanish with my mother, because that's all she speaks. Then in school, I speak English, because mostly everyone in school that I know speaks English. In my job, I speak English and Spanish when needed.
And with your friends, too?
Yeah, some of my friends only speak Spanish. And then when I go out with like a lot of my friends, like I try to bring everyone together, and it's like they're always asking me like, oh, what does she say, what does she say, because some of my friends don't know how to speak Spanish, the other ones don't know how to speak English. So yeah.
How was it for you being raised speaking Spanish and having to learn to speak English in school?
So I learned English in school in first grade, and it was easy for me, I think, because of my age, because I was small, and I feel like the smaller you are, the quicker you learn how to adapt to two different languages. I feel like as of now, like if I wanted to learn another language, it would be a lot more harder. And my mom always says, like, she's always saying, like, if I want to learn how to speak English, it's hard for her. But I understand that now, because I took an Italian class at QCC last year, and I thought I was going to learn it quickly, because everyone says that Italian is similar to Spanish, but it was very difficult, and I didn't get that good of a grade in that class. And it's not that easy to speak another language.
How has your languages helped you socially?
It has really helped me out socially, because I get to understand everyone better wherever I go. I know a lot of people say, like, when you go somewhere and they speak in another language, you wish you knew what they were saying, so just to see like what they're talking about. And I mean, when I go to like a Hispanic place or a place that they only speak English, it's like I feel like I could engage with people no matter what they speak. So it has helped me like that.